I'm Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to my podcast, The World of Sacred Healing, where we learn about and discuss the magic and the mystery of the spiritual life and the deep healing of the soul. The sacred anatomy is not a replacement for the old ways of looking at the subtle self. In fact, what it is an expansion of what has been thought of as our subtle and anatomical selves. For example, we often talk about seven chakras. In the sacred anatomy system, because the structure is seen as much, much larger than just the physical body, there are actually 13 chakras, starting about 20 feet above your head and going to about 20 feet below your feet. So you can see there's a lot more information to be had from 13 chakras. Six of them are actually located not in the physical body. And then, of course, the seven that come from the ancient Vedic scriptures, yes, they are located in the physical body. And in the sacred anatomy, we take all of that into consideration and add to it. So I like to share with you what I think of as the second to the highest chakra. So the highest is called the divine gate, and it's way up at the top. Down a little bit from it, about 5 feet below the divine gate, which is about 20 feet up, so this is about 15 feet up from the top of your head, you've got the star chakra. And the star chakra is located right in the center of the spiritual layer. The spiritual layer has six different strata, and the strata that it's sitting in is called the intuition strata. So already your star chakra, which actually is called that because of what it looks like, it looks like a star that is blinking way in the distance, and you can see it and feel it, except it's larger. It's about the size of an orange, and you can see it blinking and flashing, the star chakra shooting out in all directions. But that doesn't mean that it's doing something completely different from all the other chakras. In fact, sacred anatomy energy medicine teaches us that the consistency inside of the chakra system is really important. So the star chakra has the same anatomical construction as almost all of the other chakras. There are only a couple of chakras that are a little bit different. The ones at the very top and the one at the very bottom, they're a little bit different. But this one, the star chakra, actually sets the tone for the rest of the chakras, for 11 out of the 13. So let's talk about what the star chakra actually does, because it's one of the most interesting and exciting of chakras. First of all, as it connects into the physical body, because all the chakras do have a place where they connect in. The place where it connects in is your fingertips. The way I like to remember it is it's just beyond your fingertips. It's what you almost grasp but can't quite. So it's, of course, where the soul's purpose is crafted. Because it's one of those things that we struggle to grasp. Like, what is my purpose? And I feel like we're standing on tiptoe and reaching as high as we can to touch the highest cabinet in the shelf, way, way up in the closet, and we can't quite get it. And we keep reaching. That's our soul's purpose. So it's very interesting when you actually increase your spiritual awakened awareness and you begin to grasp your soul's purpose. So as you find spiritual maturity, you get big enough energetically and spiritually and emotionally and psychologically. You get big enough to be able to grasp your soul's purpose, the simplicity of it. At the very beginning, when we start figuring out our soul's purpose and writing down lots of descriptions, it's very long. It's very complicated. But later on, as people mature and they begin to think more clearly with the wisdom of time and experience, One of the things that they'll consistently tell you is that my soul's purpose is simple. It's straightforward. It's just about this one thing, and everything I do is in service of that. So this is the message that's contained in your star chakra, and it's actually crafted there. It's written there, and it speaks to us from there. But let's look at what the star chakra does for our sacred anatomy, because each one of the chakras has a particular energetic generation. And the star chakra's generation is about how the most incredibly, you know, mysterious, I like to think of them as runic writings of the soul, are begin to be focused into purposeful action and into the capacity of the human spirit to be able to bring that information forward. So that doesn't happen at the crown chakra. No, that happens way the heck up at the star chakra. And then it descends, the information descends along a kind of arterial highway that takes the information from above, brings it down into the physical body, goes all the way down, brings everything to the bottom of the structure, and oh, by the way, comes back up again. So there is a kind of a circuit, a conduit that takes information through all the chakras and brings it all back up through all the chakras. So at all times, your chakras are communicating with each other and making every effort to bring all of the different aspects of your soul's evolution into physical manifest reality. So the star chakra is a guide in that work. The star chakra is the touchstone. It's the place where all the other parts of you go to say, am I getting it right? Is this the way it should be crafted? And that's why intuition is considered such a spiritual advancement. When we begin to intuitively know things, we begin to sense into situations, and our intuition, we speak of it as guiding us. You can think of the star chakra as a big guide, as the guide to the truth and the way that your life is supposed to unfold through hardship, through difficulty, and through every kind of drama that the world can throw at you. The star chakra is an imaginary place in that wild, mystical reality of all that we think we are, but it is actually an anatomical location within the human energy structure where you can know that you are grounded in your soul's purpose and everything that you need to bring forth is driven by that very message. Thank you so much for joining me. I've loved spending time with you. Please don't forget to leave a review. Visit us at yoursacredanatomy.com.